Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We come confidently and we come in faith. We also come recognizing that you are the God of the universe and that you rule both heaven and earth. So we approach you with awe and wonder. We cannot begin to comprehend your awesome power and wisdom, but we can trust you and know that you do all for our good and your glory. Your word tells us that as the heavens are far above the earth, so are your ways above our ways. You are the sure foundation of our faith and even of our very lives. So we can say with confidence, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Father, help us to rest secure in you. Thank you for giving your only begotten Son that we could be saved. Thank you for the power of the gospel. It is the power unto salvation. We acknowledge that we are blessed beyond measure, and we give you thanks. Father, we are a broken people in a broken world. Hear our cry and give us relief from our afflictions. May your Spirit take these words from Isaiah and comfort our hearts with them. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Father, you are good, and you work all things for your glory. Help us to trust you in whatever befalls us. We pray for strength as we engage in battle against Satan and his evil forces. Those that would destroy our liberty and freedom to worship you and would bring darkness and fear across the world. We are grateful that we have never had to experience torture or imprisonment for our faith. We came here this morning without fear of harassment, let alone torture or death. Help us, Lord, not to take for granted this blessing and the many others we enjoy. Help us remember to give you our thanks and praise. We have so much to thank you for. We pray for our nation and our leaders. We pray for your divine wisdom and the ability to lead justly and wisely be given them. Grant wisdom and guidance. May they learn to depend upon you that we might enjoy peace and prosperity in our day. Grant courage to all the state legislatures to pass laws that will protect the unborn. Change the minds and change the hearts of those who glory in the destruction of life and who have worshiped at the altar of death. Change also those who have been deceived into believing that life does not begin until birth. Because without a change of hearts and minds of the people, any laws passed will simply be rejected and removed in the future. We pray for our military, many of them in harm's way, even this hour. We pray for peace in the very troubled spots around the globe. We pray that terrorists and those wicked men and women planning attacks, that their plans would come to nothing. Lord, you are on the throne, and we pray earnestly for your divine intervention. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for the needs of our people. There are many with physical needs, and we bring them before you. We pray for them that you might touch and heal their bodies, that you would lift them emotionally and spiritually. For it is so easy to be discouraged and defeated when our bodies are weak and suffering. For those who are doubting their salvation, we pray that you would remind them of the depths of your love for them in sending Christ to be sacrificed for them. For those who long for an end to their battle with a particular sin, let them rest in Christ, knowing he has already won it for them. We also lift up those with deteriorating relationships, marriages that need reconciliation and forgiveness. Help them to have the grace and humility to seek forgiveness and restoration. Have mercy upon our nation, O Lord, and heal our land. Strengthen your church. Empower your preachers. Convict the wayward and prevent the spread of evil. We pray for a revival of godliness and righteousness and holiness in our country, and for the forces of evil to be defeated. And to this end, we pray for your word as it is preached here and around the world this very day, that it would change hearts, lives, communities, nations, and the entire world by the application and workings of your Spirit. We pray for our pastor as he opens your word this day. We ask for your divine anointing on him and the words he speaks. May we all have open and obedient hearts. Father, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. May we say and think on true things concerning yourself. May we marvel and wonder at the truth of our triune God. And may the meditations this morning lead us to the person and work of your Son, through whom we behold the glory of our triune God. And it is Christ's most precious and holy name we do pray. Amen.
At this time, I welcome the ushers to receive the Lord's tithe and our love.